amazing, absolutely amazing that the hardware and the software is slowly, well, not even slowly, it's becoming almost transparent to our ability to interact with other humans. It's come a long way since we had those big brick-like grey boxes in the corner of our rooms that cost us, or the family, thousands of pounds. And we used to type in lines and lines of code from a magazine that was released weekly, like there was a golden nugget of information that you could buy for like £5. And I remember typing those programs in, pages and pages and pages of text, and running off and going making a cup of tea or a coffee or whatever. No, it was tea. I wasn't drinking coffee back then. And coming back to the desktop and nudging the desk and the computer completely rebooting. And now the people that you grew up watching in films and on TV programs today are now on the same platform. Stephen Fry is now on Audioboo. It means two things. One, the world is becoming flat in terms of being able to connect directly to these people who have made fabulous, have done fabulous things with their lives, have fabulous assets about them. And yet we have this interconnectedness that is no longer ruled by geography or intellect. Okay, maybe a little bit about intellect, but it's just great to be on the same platform. It's like in the 80s when I used to think about IBM on the web. When I first got into, let me think, 1989, I guess it was. And I remember registering my first domain name, 1989-90. It was called Motherboard. Motherboard. M-U-T-H-E-R. I've always had this spin on words. And it was great. It was like IBM were on the same platform as my little website, but I was still on the same network. And now we've got this audio communication tool talking through a mobile phone, a mobile computer, and somebody else's celebrity, as we see them because they've been successful, is now on the same platform talking to us indirectly. I can get notified now when Stephen does a post. And I've just mentioned on one of his posts that, you know, you don't have to listen to all the audio boos. You know, you can click on subscribe and subscribe to iTunes, and it just, every time you sync your iPhone, it can sync all of the audio boos for a particular person. Then you can listen to them as you go. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. And it's just going to get better and better. You know, we're starting to lose. And I really like the idea of losing that sort of hierarchical, that's a wrong word, I can't even say it. That, I don't know. Judging people based on the substance of their character, from seeing what media they produce and who they are and what they're about, is very, very important to me to ascertain A, how I fit into their life, and B, how they fit into mine, for me personally. So, yeah, I'm just blown away. I'm just a bit concerned now that Audioboo might crash because of all the people who flock onto Audioboo to listen to Stephen. Still, waiting for that API, at Mark Rutt. Where's that API? Would really like to start playing with a few bits and pieces on that. I was just replying to a post from Melly. I think Ella's shouting me. Either that or we've just adopted somebody else. Melly, M-E-L-I-A, she's looking to get private tweets. I'd second that. It would be very nice to have multiple accounts on the iPhone and being able to private some of my stuff. Oh, I'm just buzzed up now. It's amazing stuff that we get to play with today.